Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thank you so much for joining us on this Memorial Day weekend, heading right into it, the best part of the weekend, the front end of it. Hopefully it gets better from there, but you never know. So here we go. We're kicking off the summer travel season this weekend and yet another Michigan tourist season. So what are some of the places you may not even know to check out? And just how much tourist activity are officials expecting this year? To talk about it all, I'm joined by Dave Lorenz. He's the Public and Industry Relations Manager for Travel Michigan, part of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Dave, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
My pleasure. This is what we like to call a pure Michigan evening. I'm actually sitting on my front porch in Norton Shores right now, and it's a fantastic evening.
You know, I'm confused. I'm looking at Google Maps, and everything is green. I don't see red. Isn't this where we're supposed to have all the traffic jams?
Well, you know, there are a few traffic jams out there tonight. Driving from Lansing to the west coast of the Lower Peninsula tonight, I got to say it was pretty busy. But where most people complain about all the campers and boats kind of clogging up the roads on these holiday weekends, makes me smile just a bit. So it's okay with me.
I see. Now, as a manager at Travel Michigan, is taking trips part of your job? And if you do spend a few weeks out of the office traveling around, do you call that research?
Well, you know, I go to so many meetings and a meeting with, you know, the convention visitors bureaus all throughout the state. And I do a lot of, you know, assisting in various areas, marketing, advertising assistance and such, that I do get all over the state. So, for instance, next week I'll be in Columbus for a media appearance with a TV station and some other activities. And that day I'll then drive up to the Escanaba area. So that's about an 11-hour drive.
Wow.
So some of the days get pretty long.
That is quite a trip. So what is the number one tourist destination in Michigan? Is it Mackinac Island by far?
Well, actually, you might be surprised. In reality, and most people in Michigan are surprised, the number one tourist destination in Michigan is the Detroit area. And that's partially the result of population. You know, we have about 4 million people who live in the Detroit market out of our 10 million people in the entire state. And as the guest earlier was talking about the Upper Peninsula, the UP is a spectacularly beautiful place, but there's only like, you know, there's less than a million people who live in the entire Upper Peninsula. So partially because of, you know, the population and because Detroit is closer to big markets like, you know, Columbus and Cleveland and even Chicago and such.
I see.
A very popular area.
You're talking about travel in general, but now when it comes to tourist destinations, I know Mackinac Island is a big one. Frankenmuth also. Are they the two kind of big touristy spots people go to for tourist reasons?
Well, of course, it depends on the season. Being in a four-season state, we have so much to offer, and, you know, various places of the state offer different things. But at this time of the year, some of the more popular places that people travel to for leisure would be the Traverse City region. You look at the two peninsulas there that offer the great winery, you know, visitation opportunities. Sleeping Bear Dunes. Traverse is just a fantastic community with a vibrant downtown and great dining and shopping and all that. But then places that you mentioned, like Mackinac Island, are, you know, incredibly popular. But because of the, you know, just the slight difference there of travel in that you need to take a ferry to get there versus driving. It makes it a little bit difficult.
I see. What percentage would you say of tourists that go to places like Mackinac Island and Traverse City and so on are Michiganians versus those from outside the state?
Yeah. For the first time ever this last year, of all the travel that we measure, we had more out-of-state travelers coming into the state than we had in-state travelers here, while at the same time it looks like our in-state travel actually increased. So what that means is we were successful in driving traffic here. So about 51% of overall Michigan leisure travel came from out of the state and international, about 49% from Michigan residents, and like I say, they're still, you know, spending a lot of time visiting different places around the state and having a great deal of fun and spending a great deal of money at the same time.
Well, let's let's talk about money. How much money does the tourism industry bring into the state? How much was it bringing in maybe a few years ago?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why Michigan invests in the Pure Michigan campaign is that it's a great investment for the people of Michigan. The leisure travel industry and the business travel, if you mix them both together, it's about an $18 billion business for Michigan, which means, of course, a lot of tax revenue is generated from that spending. A lot of jobs are built as well. So travel is the number three industry in the state behind manufacturing and agriculture, and we're kind of aggressively doing all we can at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to help the private folks out there and private industry just do a better, more successful job at creating commerce.
I'm talking to Dave Lorenz. He's the Public and Industry Relations Manager at Travel Michigan. Although, is it Pure Michigan? How should I say that exactly?
Well, Travel Michigan is the name of our organization, and we are a business unit of the MEDC because we're one of those entities trying to do all we can to, you know, create a better environment for business. But Pure Michigan is the brand that we developed. So just like any, you know, other good product out there, one of the challenges with marketing is that you have to make sure to kind of properly identify that product so you can promote it. So Pure Michigan is the brand that was developed. That's what you hear Tim Allen always say, your trip begins at Michigan.org, and it seems to be going well.
Wasn't it say yes to Michigan at some point?
Yep, for a while back in the, I want to say early 80s, if I remember right, there was the, you know, Say Yes to Michigan campaign. There was also the Great Lakes, Great Times, and some other campaigns. Probably Say Yes to Michigan was, previous to Pure Michigan, the most successful campaign the state ever conducted. But now that we seem to be on a consistent flow, not only with branding, but with funding to promote that brand, I think you're going to see Pure Michigan become even more successful. One indicator that it's working very well is that for the last 5 years, Michigan.org has been the most successful, most visited state travel website in the country. And you think about that. It's not Florida. It's not California. It's not New York. It's Michigan.org, and we're really proud of that.
And it's that word, huh, pure, that seems to really draw people in.
Yeah, well, I think that everything together, the advertising has been put together, crafted very well by our agency, McCann Erickson, out of Birmingham, Michigan, and they've done a very good job to really craft the message and to, I think, paint the picture visually, emotionally, to capture what Michigan really is to most people.
And Tim Allen, of course, without that voice. Yeah. That would be a different campaign altogether. So I want to talk about Detroit Free Press travel writer Ellen Krieger. She put together her top 10 underrated Michigan attractions. Mm-hmm. They do include the MSU Dairy Store right here in East Lansing. In fact, she even recommends biking around the campus. Is that kind of a location? Is that on the radar of Travel Michigan?
Yeah, actually it is, especially for people from out of state and out of the country. We love to suggest places like MSU's campus. It is a gloriously beautiful campus, and just had a conversation just last night, in fact, with some writers about that specific location. The dairy location is a lot of fun. I've never actually recommended people to visit there, but it's a good recommendation.
She also mentions Route M22. Of course, we see the stickers everywhere now. Although, you know, the thing about those coastlines is you have to drive. You start staring out into the water too long, you might drive right into it.
Well, we are very blessed with tremendous scenic vistas, many of them including water. And, of course, we touch on four of the Great Lakes. You're never more than 5 miles away from a lake or a stream. So we have a lot of water surrounding it. All of the Pure Michigan campaigning, most of it, kind of features that. We do some, of course, of the marketing of kind of some of our urban areas as well. But water is very important to us.
She mentions Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary, Great Lakes Maritime Heritage Center in Alpena, over 200 shipwrecks there. But what about that northeastern part of the state? It certainly seems like it has less of a touristy feel than the west side.
Well, you know about that. That northeast part of the Lower Peninsula is probably the least known, least visited area of the state, which is really a shame because it's a beautiful area. There are some pretty unique things. You mentioned the shipwreck area there in Thunder Bay. Also, and I think I did hear that she mentioned the Thunder Bay Resort, where you can go through the sleigh ride and see the elk and have a fantastic meal in the little cabin in the middle of the woods. Mm-hmm. It includes a little dinner show. It's a great experience up there in Atlanta. There's great golf up in the area as well. And there's a lot of woods and waters, and that's right. What a lot of people are looking for.
And maybe fewer people, too. A minute left, but I do want to ask you, because a lot of Michiganians actually end up going to Chicago during the summer. Great town. But what about when you say Detroit and the types of travel it draws? I mean, how do you deal with the negative aspects of Detroit, and where do people really go if they want to have a tourist experience in that area?
Yep. Well, Detroit certainly has a lot of big problems, like every big city does. I think we tend to concentrate on that. The reality is that every big city has problems. This is nothing unusual. Detroit might have a few more than others, but Detroit offers so much for visitors as well, including Greektown, the three casinos, Motown Hitsville, USA, where Motown music was born. I have fallen in love with Detroit. And I recommend that people who haven't been there for a while or have negative feelings about it, give it a shot and really give it a chance, because I think you're going to change your opinion about that great city.
And certainly going to a Tigers game, I'd say that's that's the thing to do.
Dave
Lorenz, Public and Industry Relations Manager for Travel Michigan. Dave, it sounds like you've already begun enjoying your Memorial Day weekend there.
I sure have, and sure do appreciate the opportunity. Just want to remind everybody, your trip begins at Michigan.org.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot. We will be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.